Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Energy has been on all our minds since Israel and the US started bombing Iran and it closed the Strait of Hormuz. Fuel prices have soared and the government has had to fork out $750 million to placate angry farmers and hauliers. So a localised source of renewable energy may need to be accelerated. My next guest thinks that hydrogen needs to be considered as part of the mix. Hydrogen is in abundance and created from water, but the infrastructure is almost non-existent and the take-up has been very unclear. So why risk it if we have wind and solar alternatives? Well, Paul McCormack is the chief executive of Hydrogen Ireland and is sitting in front of me. Good morning, Paul.
Morning, Joe.
So remind us how we get energy from hydrogen.
We take water and we take green energy. With the green electrons, you split the water into two constituent parts, hydrogen and oxygen, and you end up then with green hydrogen. Green hydrogen with a zero carbon footprint, which gives us the opportunity to develop a domestic energy source, but also reduce our carbon footprint of our energy uses in Ireland. So we get a double win.
So you just go back to first principles, in as you were referring to earlier, and kind of your old science lecturer would have told you, anode and a cathode goes in, and you get hydrogen from that that's grabbed and stored at pressure, I presume.
It can be stored back to the days in the Christian Brothers School in Newry in the chemistry lab, a beaker of water, anode and cathode in, electricity applied, capture the gas coming off the hydrogen on one side, the oxygen on the other. You use it at whatever pressure your end use needs. If you're going to use the hydrogen for transport, you compress it to 350 bar for buses and trucks. You compress it to 700 bar for cars. But for industry use, the likes of pharmaceuticals and whatever can use it at lower pressures and it's coming out of the electrolyzer at 20 to 25 pound per square inch pressure. That can be used even in data centers.
Okay, well, let's focus on transport. So, for example, Wright Bus, right in Ballymena, they make buses made running around on hydrogen. They have to store the hydrogen. It's then released back into a device to generate energy.
There are dual uses of hydrogen. You can use it in an internal combustion engine, which burns the hydrogen back into an energy source, or through a fuel cell, which converts the hydrogen back into electricity for your fuel cell electric vehicle, be it a bus, a truck, or a car. The only exhaust you have is the water coming out the back. There are no emissions.
And it's that's not a dangerous process?
Not a dangerous process at all. No more dangerous than the current energy we use.
Okay, and the water that dribbles out the side is not kind of boiling or anything like
not
that?
Not boiling. In fact, the Formula E cars that use hydrogen, they bottle the water and they use that as a marketing toy. It's drinkable water.
Okay, and any water can be used to create energy from hydrogen?
At the minute, the technology with the electrolyzer use, it needs purified water. But there's a lot of research ongoing at Queen's University in Belfast under Professor Rooney and under Professor Rory Monaghan in Galway looking at other uses of water, non-potable water, grey water coming out of our industrial use or our wastewater systems, how we develop the next generation of electrolyzers to take that. So again...
But those electrolyzers won't be made here. They'll be made somewhere else, won't
they? Those electrolyzers could be made here. There's no reason they couldn't be because... One thing we have in Ireland, and this is the Hydrogen Ireland view, is how do we position Ireland ahead of the hydrogen curve? We have the technology, the research, development experts, and the agility in legislation and
but
government.
But we don't have the infrastructure, do we, Paul?
The infrastructure is there with GNI Gas Networks Ireland. The trial's ongoing in England, looking at putting hydrogen blended into the gas networks. That can be done. The Browns Barn facility they have, they're looking at a lot of all these different technologies. Industry in Ireland is not standing still. We're not waiting on oil coming from the Middle East and the volatility that brings. We're looking to bring stability to our energy market by producing a domestic energy source, reduce our dependence on imported fuels, bring a price stability to the market, have our own domestic energy production and build a national resilience and therefore create new economic opportunities by having our own energy source, by capturing our renewables and making better use of our renewables.
Now, there was a few years ago a national hydrogen strategy, and yet it's gone very quiet.
It's still ongoing under Maurice Keogh in the department and under Secretary General Una Buckley. The Hydrogen Task Force has been established. Minister Timmy Dooley oversaw the last meeting of that 4 weeks ago. Now looking at how we move this forward in line with EU legislation.
But what's the first big step? I mean, it's very easy to form a group and a task force and a chatting, debating society. What about actual actions?
We have the hydrogen strategy. It's now about putting meat on the bones and putting finance into places there. Not just Irish finance, EU finance as well. Mm. We're looking to see, as we said earlier, how we position Ireland at the centre of the European hydrogen strategy, at the centre of the European hydrogen economy, and have those building blocks and learning curves from the hydrogen valleys in Ireland, such as Shamrock based in Galway, such as Hibernia, which is Manic in the Fermanagh and Wrightbus, and Glenkelt in Cork, how we join those dots up and have the learning curves there and utilise the opportunity of the EU presidency from July to December when the spotlight is on Ireland to show the best that we have to sell.
But I don't get a sense that the EU presidency, which will have a lot on the agenda, has hydrogen, you know, near the front.
EU presidency is looking at hydrogen as part of the EU strategies. They're now looking at a review of the new hydrogen RFNBO, Renewable Fuel Bio Obligation Certificates. They're now being reviewed. Ireland will be sitting looking at that in their chair of the presidency. And we'll make sure, working in tandem with the department, with Minister Dooley, that the events we have planned in partnership with the government have an international audience. And that spotlight on Ireland is to a global audience.
Remind me how hydrogen can be used as a battery.
We can store hydrogen. If we take an industry, say a data centre, the data centre can be brought off grid and your renewable energy is stored in a battery or in hydrogen. You have that dual opportunity. Batteries have a shorter shelf life than for immediate response.
So you heat up the hydrogen or
something? No, the hydrogen can go through the fuel cell and produce the electricity. It's the reverse of the electrolyzer.
Right.
You're splitting the hydrogen oxygen to get the hydrogen. You're then combining the hydrogen oxygen in the fuel cell to get the energy. So you're putting the energy in that circle. That circular economy we talked about. How we capture more renewables in Ireland and bring more renewables into the system by having a buffer. Batteries are a short-term buffer. We need longer-term buffers, longer-term storage for the hydrogen. Decarbon X and ESB are looking at storage down in Kinsale in their Decarbon X, so in the Kestrel project.
Mm-hmm.
And there's other projects now looking at this. We're part of European networks. We're not doing this in isolation. We're part of Hydrogen Europe. In our conference on the 18th and 19th of October in Cork, we'll be looking at energy security, where hydrogen for energy industry and data resilience in a connected Europe.
Well, what about the big energy suppliers in this country, SSE, Airtricity, and Electric Ireland?
Others? They're all part of Hydrogen Ireland, and they're part of the series of events we have planned. 2nd of July, we have a series on hydrogen costs.
No, but they're not using hydrogen.
They will be using hydrogen because they have development plans for that. ESB are looking at energy security, electrical security. They have a hydrogen team, as do Gas Networks Ireland, as do Bord Gáis, Bord na Móna and all the other teams. Oh. They're now looking at this as the way forward, looking at energy, looking at hydrogen, how we bring stability and resilience.
And has this Iran war focused minds?
It has really focused on, we can't afford somebody to give us our energy and we be that far down the supply chain. We don't get the benefits. We need to have our own, and our series of events, especially the conference in November in Cork.
Thanks very much, Paul, for coming in. That's Paul McCormack, the Chief Executive of Hydrogen Ireland.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.